And turning to news from the Americas, in the United States, the U.S. Catholic bishops have addressed opportunities and challenges facing America in a letter to President-elect Barack Obama and to Congress, Emer McCarthy reports.
The economic challenges of these straitened times is chief among the bishops' concerns. In the letter dated January 13th and signed by Cardinal Francis George of Chicago, president of the USCCB, the bishops call for strong, prudent, and effective measures to address the terrible impacts of the economic crisis, with advocacy for poor families and vulnerable workers a priority. But by far the most dominant issue of the open letter to Barack Obama and Congress just days before he becomes the nation's 44th president is the right to life and a just healthcare system that respects and upholds the beliefs of patients and medical workers alike. Healthcare reform, and in particular the proposed Freedom of Choice Act, were dominant issues in Barack Obama's election campaign, especially for concerned Catholics. In their letter to their next president, the bishops write, "We will consistently defend the fundamental right to life from conception to natural death, and we will oppose legislative and other measures to expand abortion." They add that all efforts to force Americans to fund abortions with their tax dollars would pose a serious moral challenge and jeopardize the passage of essential healthcare reform. I'm Emer McCarthy.